Blake Kavanaugh, you first. Players first. All right. Blake, 69-51 win for the Rebels over Newell Fonda, getting in the win column. And he never trailed tonight. Offensive execution looked crisp. How did you see it unfolding from your perspective?
Well, lately we just haven't been hitting our shots. Tonight we started to hit them and everything just came together.
Yeah, when those shots are falling, things look good. As what was your mindset coming out and facing the Mustangs, who you played a close game in the season opener a season ago, but came down to the final seconds and they just made one or two more plays than you guys did. What was your focus coming into facing them for the first time here this season?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough one. We knew we had to shut down Kopic. He's a good player. Basically we had to shut him down, and that would get us the win.
Well, he held his own, had 29, but how did you feel about your defense?
Yeah, he's a tough guard, but we felt pretty good. He gets the line pretty easy, and that's how he got most of his points.
Yeah, going to be a happy weekend for Blake Kavanaugh and Sioux Central. Congrats on the win. Thanks a lot for giving us a minute. And now let's shift over to Hunter Decker. I had Hunter 24 points to your name, four threes. Did you feel like you were stroking it pretty good?
Yeah, today felt pretty good compared to our last game. Just trying to get into rhythm and keep shooting the ball.
Yeah, shots were falling, looking good offensively. And at the third quarter, midway, Newell Fonda, after down by nine, they closed within four, but you held your own. What was Coach saying to you during some of the timeouts and at halftime? What was kind of the overriding message?
He said pretty much we knew it was going to be a grit and grind game, so we just got to keep fighting through it and just keep going on.
Yeah, what do you have to say now, picking up as you faced Estherville Lincoln Central in the opener? The shooting wasn't consistent throughout the night, not so tonight. Getting that first one, what do you have to say about that going forward?
We just got to keep our mind looking forward and forget about the last shot and keep moving on.
Well, you'll be moving on. Your thoughts, a quick turnaround tomorrow as you're right back here to take on Spencer.
Yeah, that's another tough game. Last year it was pretty close too, so we just got to look at our competition and take it one step at a time.
Well, how do you feel about the team chemistry? As Coach and I talked recently, lost a couple starters from last year, but Coach feels one of a few different players can be counted upon on any given night to carry the load for you or get really balanced scoring. How do you feel about the offensive mix and the way these guys have come together so far, and how it will continue for you, do you feel?
We all have a pretty good relationship with each other, so we're all good friends, and we just believe in everybody. Just keep believing in each other.
69-51, it all comes together for Sioux Central tonight, winning over Newell Fonda. Thanks a lot, Hunter. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, and now you betcha, Coach. Not going to leave you hanging. Hey, congrats on the win. Never trailed tonight. You took a double-digit lead for good in that fourth quarter. How would you sum up this game?
You know, we kind of really just work on four quarters, you know, keep pressing that. And like we talked about earlier in the pregame, you know, I really like our depth. I really like the fact that, you know, if you look at the guys finishing the game tonight, we had a few guys that didn't even start that played a lot of minutes. So, you know, we're going to hang our hat on trying to wear teams down and third and fourth quarter, and we were really able to do that. You know, Bryce is as hard of a guard to cover in our league, and I thought Blake and Hunter did a great job on him, and he still had to hit some tough shots, and you got to give him a lot of credit. But we knew if we just kept pushing that we'd extend it, and you know, I got to give our guys a lot of credit for how we cleaned up the boards, because that was a big issue Tuesday, and they really took care of the glass from the first tip.
Well, Hunter, I might be off a point or two as I was calculating my individual numbers and what the team ended up with, but I had 24 points. Hunter, what a game. And also, Chase Jessen came alive in the second half, scoring 12 of his points, particularly in the fourth quarter when he had eight.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this year about needing, you know, three to four guys in double figures every night if we're going to win. And it's nice to have, you know, we feel we've got about four guys on this team that could get us 20 on a given night. You know, tonight was Hunter's night. The guys did a great job reversing the ball to him. I think every shot he took was in rhythm. It looked good. And he's a great shooter. When you give him space and good ball reversals, you know, he's going to knock him down more than he's going to miss. And it was nice to see Chase. Chase, he's been kind of down on himself a little bit with turning the ball over. He really cleaned it up in the second half and gave us some really nice minutes. And he's just got to be aggressive all the time. You know, sometimes he likes to fall in love with the jump shot, but he's athletic and he's long enough that he really needs to get inside. And he's got great body control and hang in the air. And he needs to utilize that to be a more complete player, and he did that tonight.
And Logan Grote off the bench, big contributor, 11 points, three from downtown.
Yeah, and Logan just is one of those guys where, you know, he seems to just hit big shots. You know, the ball finds him in those type of moments, and he loves it. I mean, he's definitely a kid that wants the ball in his hands, and you know, he's one of those that he can make you pull your hair out sometimes, but for every time he does that, he has about two or three plays that make you just go, wow, that's a pretty special play. So it's nice to have him. He kind of brings a little attitude and a little swagger to our team. So he's definitely a big lift for us.
How would you grade your, maybe on a scale up to 10, of your ball movement and the looks you got? I don't think you took too many bad shots all night long.
No, we really didn't. I mean, we missed some shots around the basket that I thought we should have converted. But, you know, we just keep telling the guys, keep getting the looks, and eventually they're going to fall. We were much more aggressive in the second half. We really wanted to make sure we got to the free throw line. We could have done a little bit better job of cashing in at the line, but we definitely did that. You know, we got good looks, and you can live with a good look that doesn't go down. And our guys have really, this summer, really bought into that. It was like an overnight change where, you know, we need each other to be better, and they understand that now, and they've really bought into it. And sometimes I almost have to get on them in practice for being too unselfish. So that's a great problem to have because you got, you know, a bunch of guys that just want to share it, and that's fun to watch. Is that, you know, just be able to sit back as a fan of basketball and watch it, it's a pretty thing.
Coach is never totally satisfied, are they? Maybe a 9, 9.5
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the ball
yeah, exactly.
Right?
There's always some, you know, if you play a perfect game, you got nothing to work on, so yeah.
All right, you'll be back to work as far as game action goes tomorrow, hosting Spencer.
Yeah, you know, it's these first you know, few games out of the break. You know, Spencer tomorrow, you got to go down to Alta on Tuesday. It's, you know, Coach Kopic and I were talking before the game. Any team in the area can really beat about anybody. So as good as we played tonight, we can't rest on that for a second. You know, told the guys enjoy it, have some fun tonight. You know, because they work hard. But tomorrow morning, you know, we're going to get in the gym, a little walkthrough, a little free throws, and start concentrating on Spencer. But it feels good to get this one, and just when you get that first win, it takes just a little bit of pressure off, and then everything can kind of relax and play a little easier now. So it's nice to see.
Yeah, you talked about what looked to be a balanced TLC coming into this year, and winning this game against a team that brought a lot back with a definite talent, finished strong last year, making it to a district final. And, I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, but to get a win like this, it's got to get the guys believing all the more that, hey, we can play with anybody and be right in the mix with the rest of them.
Absolutely, and this is a mature group. I mean, we're a very junior, senior-heavy group. You know, we haven't had that in the past where we've had good numbers at the upper grades in both juniors and seniors. And they believe, but you need to have that success to kind of reinforce it. And so seeing it play out and seeing the success we had, and I really think it dates back to the summer. I think it dates back a little bit to, you know, baseball, having a successful season there, a football playoff qualifying team. I mean, these kids have really bought into success and what it takes to win, and that means making personal sacrifices sometimes. And, you know, to walk in a locker room after a game and have 12 guys that are happy, whether they played 25 minutes or 30 seconds, is awesome to see. So I give these guys a lot of credit. They're unselfish, and they're all about winning in the team, and that's special to be around.
First win of the year for Sioux Central, 69-51 over Newell Fonda, hosting Spencer tomorrow back here in Sioux Rapids. Coach Steven Jaden, thanks to you and a couple of the guys for coming up, and we'll see you down the line.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ryan. Appreciate the coverage.